Well, aloha and welcome again to another in the series of Mystical Perspectives. We're doing the amazing book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, which are practical, mystical, and spiritual inspiration applied to your life, written by Dr. Paul Leon Masters. We started at page 19. A while back, we're up to page 44. If you've missed some of the series, I have them all at mysticalperspectives.com. And you can listen to them all for free. Dr. Paul Leon Masters is the director of the University of Metaphysics for so many years, passed away a few years ago, but you can always go to metaphysics.com and get this book and the other ones, Mystical Insights, and also find out about what the university has to offer. The University of Sedona has an amazing course. I've been practicing for 50 years, and I'm still learning. I take this book and I study a page for a week. I write some words about it, and then I share my insights and ideas, and we go over them together here. So today's subject and the page 44 is called Deprogramming Negative Illusions. Deprogramming Negative Illusions. First, I'll go down the affirmations, and you can read along if you wish after, or you can act. If you have the book, you can read along. Otherwise, you can just repeat after me after I read the first time. I repeat it a second time so you can share in that, and it can kind of make an imprint into positive energy in your mind. So the first one is on negative energy. I understand that negative energy is created through an illusion of personal selfhood or isolation or consciousness separation from the one life, God, creator of the universe, living in all created things, animate and supposedly inanimate. Repeating that, I understand that negative energy is created through an illusion of personal selfhood or isolation or consciousness separation from the one life, God, creator of the universe, living in all created things, animate and supposedly inanimate. Of course, this is a deep subject, and you can study this one for a long time, because we are all one. We are all part of the Creator. We are all part of the creative force. But while we're living in this world of Maya and illusion, it's very easy to believe we're separate and we're ego-driven a lot of times. And to get past that, there's many, many ways and many religions and Buddhism. They have some precepts that go into awakening from the dream, and it's called samadhi. In the Christians, it's called Christ consciousness, or holding that energy that is beyond the illusion in the Christ light. And all religions actually, in a way, have some interesting ways to get beyond that. We're going to go into that a little later. The next affirmation here is negative energy illusion. I understand that based on the illusion of personal selfhood, which includes, but is not limited to, fear, hate, vanity, greed, destructiveness, vengeance, and limitation, victimhood, jealousy, envy, poor self-image, overly aggressive behavior, lust, and deceit. That's the illusion of personal selfhood that can happen. Of course, that's the Maya, and that's what happens when we're living our separate lives, not connected to the one source of God. So repeating that negative energy illusion affirmation, I understand that this is based on the illusion of personal selfhood, which includes, but it's not limited to, fear, hate, vanity, greed, destructiveness, vengeance, limitation, victimhood, jealousy, envy, poor self-image, overly aggressive behavior, lust, and deceit. Well, that about describes anything that is based on our ego. The next one's meditation. Through my daily practice of meditation, negative energy is sublimated into the light of Christ mind. Energy consciousness. Repeating that simple line. Through my daily practice of meditation, negative energy is sublimated into the light of Christ mind energy consciousness. So So as if you've been following any of Dr. Master's teachings, always it encourages you to meditate every day. I do in the morning, early. You know, I have so many people I hear who say, I don't have time to meditate. Well, obviously this isn't true. You have to make time to meditate. It's a matter of priority, right? And I meditate in the morning early, before dawn, sometimes around 4 o'clock. I sometimes sleep into 4:30, sometimes earlier. And then I meditate before I go to sleep at night. And it's really, really helpful. I mean, I can't imagine living without it. I've been meditating every day since I started Dr. Master's classes when I was 14 years old. And it's a wonderful, invaluable resource. Coming up next, affirmation here, visualization, very important. Daily, I take a few moments to visualize or imagine my body filled with positive God light, where negative energy cannot exist. So this is that visualization of light. Of course, we like to begin the day also with an aura, putting white light aura around ourselves, a protective white light. And at that same time, you can visualize the body being filled with positive God light. I do this in the morning and I do it at night. It's really, I have an exercise I learned actually years ago from one of Dr. Master's teachings. He did Olive Pixley's book, Armor of Light. And I picture myself standing. I stand with my arms out and my head up and erect and straight like a cross. And I picture a column of light coming right through my entire body, going straight from the universe into my head and on down through my feet. And then I have the light across my arms out, so I'm a living white light Christ on a cross. There's a lot of symbolism to the cross that we don't necessarily realize. And one is the positive and negative, the meeting of the vertical and the horizontal lines, the meeting of the earth plane with the spiritual, all meeting right there in your heart in the center. Self-image. I am filled with positive energy at all levels of my body, mind, and soul, declaring my oneness with God, Spirit, and my mind one with Christ, God consciousness. Such a powerful affirmation. This is a good one to say every day. I'll repeat. I am filled with positive energy at all levels of my body, mind, and soul, declaring my oneness with God's Spirit and my mind one with Christ, God consciousness. Now, when we have positive energy, it's a magnet. I mean, people want to be around that energy. We like to be around ourselves more. When we're full of negative energy, it's really a dark force that can bring ourselves down and others around us down. It's amazing. So obviously we want to see ourselves filled with that positive energy. I wrote a book called, I love this. It was the first book I wrote, and actually Dr. Masters wrote the introduction and forward to it, Sending and Receiving Positive Energy. Did I forget the name of my book? Put a Little Light in Your Life. That's it. Well, it was a few years back that I did that. It's called Put a Little Light in Your Life, the guide to sending and receiving positive energy. And part of that key is, again, receiving that energy. We'll talk more about that. The next affirmation is auric protection. Daily, I mentally project a white protective aura of God light around my physical body as a protective shield against being influenced by outside negative thought, feeling, energies. Well, this is really important. Last night, I don't know what was going on, but somewhere across the canyon where I live, there was this screaming and shouting and hollering and just rage going on. It went on for almost 20 minutes. I mean, and of course I put white light around myself, and then I sent white light to them and tried to send peaceful energy and calming energy. But it was amazing how in the middle of the night when everything was calm and peaceful, the screaming and yelling, I could see the energy waves of darkness coming from this, wild yelling that was going on. So, at those times when there's something like that going on, reinforce your positive energy and reinforce that light and the white light around you. I try to do that, as I said, every night before I go to sleep. There's also a wonderful unity prayer protection, which I use, and you could use also. I have that. Many times I use those. So find your own positive phrase that works for you when something negative is going on, and let that be your armor of light to protect you from that negative energy. The next affirmation is nullifying. Every time I think or feel a negative energy, I immediately nullify it so it does not enter into or recede back into the personal subconscious memory level of my mind. Now, I'm an empath, and I can watch a movie that's full of negative energy, and I literally feel like I have to take an energy bath in white light and do circles of light that come from the highest point of the infinite circle around my entire body and go out to the bottom, you know, so I'm in that clean cleansing light. And it's amazing when we are not watching our words. Sometimes words can come up that are negative, and at that time, you immediately say, I nullify this thought. Do not let it enter into your subconscious. You know, it has to. You have to do deep cleaning then. The next one is God power. I declare that the ultimate God power of the universe exists in me to sublimate all negative thought feeling energy into positive God light energy. Again, I declare that the ultimate God power of the universe exists in me to sublimate all negative thought feeling energy into positive God light energy. So through all of these different chapters that we've read, I think I've done about 22 chapters so far. It's all about awakening. It's all about being aware of God energy within you and connecting with it. And you know, in a way, get to that point where Christ light is living in you and you can stay in that awareness. We're living in a world that's got a lot of negative energy and is full of a lot of illusion and glamour. And that is so easy to get trapped in. In fact, most people do. I have followed the Christian and mystic Christian path for a long, long time, but I also took my precepts in Buddhism in 1986 and have gone to many countries that are deep in the practice of Buddhism. And there's this one amazing sutra called the Heart Sutra, which is one of the most powerful sutras that are said at almost all the Buddhist. I happen to be Zen Buddhist. But it's a beautiful one that indeed enforces anything that we may be thinking that could be Maya or illusion. And if you're going through a hard time and thinking you're stuck, sometimes it's good to just go back to that energy and realize that this is just a dream that you're going through. This is not the real state. It goes Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. Practicing deep Prajna Paramita clearly saw that all five conditions are empty. Thus was relieved from all suffering and pain. Oisharaputra, form is no other than emptiness. Emptiness, no other than form. Form is exactly emptiness. Emptiness, exactly form. Sensation, perception, discrimination, awareness are likewise like this. Oisharaputra, all dharmas are forms of emptiness, not born, not destroyed, not tainted, not pure, without gain, without loss. So, in emptiness, there is no form, no sensation, perception, discrimination, awareness, no eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, no color, sound, smell, taste, touch, phenomenon, no realm of sight, and so forth, until no realm of consciousness, no ignorance, and no extinction of it, and so forth, until no old age and death and extinction of them. No suffering, no cause of suffering, no extinguishing, no path, no wisdom, and no gain. With nothing to attain, the Bodhisattva lives. Prajna Paramita. And it goes on, and I think you can get the gist of what's being said here, which is, this is Maya, this is an illusion. When you wake up, you realize that all of that was that dream that you were living, not the real spirit, not the real life. And there's interesting philosophical aspects of what emptiness is, and that vastness of emptiness, which I believe is spirit, and behind that, of course, is God. Coming up with more information about this, it's really interesting when we are filled with this negative illusion and energy. It's really great to receive positive energy, but we have to make sure there's a place to receive that positive energy. In other words, we have to make space inside ourselves, because if we're clogged, it's like having a clogged drain. Water can be coming in and pouring down in beautiful water, but if the drain isn't open, the water will back up. And there's an old Zen precept about this. There was a student talking to the master and wanting to achieve the ultimate wisdom and samadhi and enlightenment. And as he kept on talking about what he was wanting and everything he'd done to get to that point of enlightenment, he kept talking and talking. And the master was pouring tea and kept pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring. And finally the student says, "What are you doing? The cup is full. The tea's pouring out all over." And the master said, "Well, that is exactly what I'm trying to say to you. You have to have some place to put the wisdom and the truth and the light. And if we're all full of our own ideas or full of what we're doing, if we have no opening to receive, we can't get that energy in. So it's really important to be able to receive this positive energy. We all are pretty busy doing a lot of things, and I'll tell you, with social media and our iPhones, we're getting information all the time, and our mind can really get distracted from being able to receive. And that's why meditation is so, so very, very important. If we want to receive energy, we must be able to be still and receptive. It's interesting, too, because there's positive and negative, and positive is considered to be kind of a masculine, and negative considered to be a feminine, although that is really not the truth. The feminine aspect is the receiver, and the positive is the sender, and we have both within ourselves, of course, but all of your sensory perceptors should be open to be able to be receiving and attuned to the light of God's light and love. And we are all children of God, born of that light and love. You know, we're one with that energy. That is our natural consciousness of our soul. So we have to be able to receive that energy and be made whole and new to it. And we have to be open to allow that pure energy to come in. That energy is our positive energy that motivates us, that inspires us, that fills us with that light to do what we need to do with that positive energy. The more you feel open to receive, the more also you allow others to give. I happen to be a person that likes to give, 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 give. And I know there's many others that are spiritual that always give. But you also have to be able to truly believe you're worthy to receive God's light and love. And the more you receive, the more grateful you are for what you're getting. And then you understand that giving and receiving are really the same energy flow. So when you receive from who you are, your life, you become kind of a yes, 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 yes. And you say yes to God's light. You say yes to God's love. Yes to life and living. Yes to the process of sending and receiving pure energy. And yes to the whole of it all. Yes to what you ask for. Yes to giving forth the blessings of positive energy flowing through you to yourself and to others. Yes to the entire process of the universe. And when you say yes to God, God always says yes to you. So this is something that we always try to say, and this last few chapters have been about using positive energy. And this is something we always need to attune ourselves to. And as I say, there's many ways to do it. We've gone through some of the ways in the past with lists of things that are full of positive energy and things you want to avoid if you don't want to get too buried in negative energy. But the soul is the key to this. The soul's vibration is really your lifeline throughout many lives. Our body comes and goes, and the soul continues on. And the soul is of a vibration that's attuned to the light of all creation. And when you sit in meditation in silence, you are in harmony with your soul and the source, and you bring that into your entire being. And you can allow your soul to receive the light of God's love so that you can be a creative force and tie into the creative force of the universe. And more people are doing this. I tell you, I see more and more people understanding the power of the soul, understanding meditation, although there's so many kinds of meditation now. I've never believed how many kinds there are. But you have to really connect with yourself. And in our practices in metaphysics and mysticism, we connect deeply to the source in God. We let that be our teacher. We let that be our source of meditation. We let that be where we can receive messages and receive learning. It's a beautiful thing, really. I've written, I'm just about up to my sixth book, and I have five CDs and a sixth CD coming out. I mean, constantly getting all these wonderful messages and spirit from to be used from the source. And it's really not me writing it. It was funny. I had Dr. Wayne Dyer as a friend of mine, and he was, well, I say he is because he's still there in spirit. And he actually came to introduce me at a book signing. And he did a little talk in the beginning saying, you know, he had his book, and when his first book came out, how excited he was, and it finally got to the New York Times bestseller list. And he'd constantly be looking to see if it's number one and how well it was doing. And his wife finally said to him, you know, it's not, oh, yeah, that's what he said to his wife. I'm so excited. My book made number one. I'm number one on the New York Times bestseller list. And his wife said to him, you aren't number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Your book is. And what you wrote, of course, is what came through you. So this is something to remember always, you know, and again, that takes us away from the ego, which when we become successful and if we get a book on the New York Times bestseller list, of course we can let it get to our head. And it's always nice to remember that the success is coming through us. And that's part of always turning your will over to God's will in the morning and at night, and knowing that you're an instrument. You're an instrument for peace. You're an instrument for love. You're an instrument for understanding. You're an instrument for giving and sharing love. And it always does help to put a little protection of light around yourself to keep yourself getting lost in that Maya and illusion, where we do get subject to these influences of negative energy. The worst thing is, of course, when we're in that negative energy, we don't want to be told that we're you can tell for sure. Someone says, you know, you're full of negativity, or that's a negative thing to say, and you get really mad. Of course, that's your that's your ego going, how dare you attack me? But the whole idea is deprogramming yourself, the negative illusion, so you can really be true and true to yourself and true to the light and love of God and really serving the highest, which is so, so important. So I really hope that you have the time to meditate and find this information useful in meditation. You'll get your own positive energy when you meditate. And even if you think you're not getting somewhere, that's the ego as well. Just sit, just be still. I use the Insight Timer. There's lots of meditations there. I love Dr. Master's Voice of Meditations. If you go to metaphysics.com, you can get those. Those are about 36 amazing meditations, which are really helpful to listen to. You can also go to metaphysics.com and find the books that I've been talking about, which I recommend getting, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations. You can also become a metaphysical minister or get a doctorate in a course in metaphysics. I'd like to close with a lovely interpretation, translation of the Lord's Prayer done from the Aramaic version, translated by John Mark Hammer. And it goes like this: Father, Mother of the cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter into forgetfulness tempted by false appearances. For from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. I hope you found this information useful. I really enjoy spending some time talking with you here. And you can get more information if you go to metaphysics.com. Also, the books are available at amazon.com. And today's talk was based on Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations by Dr. Paul Leon Masters. I'm Cindy Palos, and I have a site with all of these talks available at mysticalperspectives.com, and now I have a Facebook site of Mystical Perspectives as well. God bless you and keep you. Until next time, a big aloha.